the first time, welcome. We're glad to have you with us today on the show. This is where we discuss topics around how we can respond on various issues of our Christian lives. And as always, if you want to get in touch regarding the topics today, you can send in a comment via the usual social media handles. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and that is using @PHBC London. And if you are listening on the radio app, you can message us directly by tapping on the contact the studio, and you can send us a message via WhatsApp. Deji.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. I'm very well. It is a good day. It's been a good week.
Good.
I'm well.
Fantastic.
Good to be here today. Well, today we're talking about purpose. We're talking about purpose. You know, I was thinking about this, thinking about purpose and what we do with purpose. And just in thinking about all of this, obviously, as a Christian, number one, as soon as you start talking about purpose, what is it? What's the book, the famous one that everybody starts to think about?
Purpose-driven church.
Exactly. Purpose-driven.
Rick Warren.
Yes. Okay. So purpose-driven life and yeah. Purpose-driven church.
Yeah.
And I remember, I know from in Purpose-Driven Life, when he opens up the book, he actually writes extracts from a couple of scriptures. And they are, I want to read that before we start what we're doing today and what we're going to be talking about on purpose. I do want to read those bits. So it says this. This is from 2 Kings 18. Verses 2 to 7 from the New Living Translation. Mm-hmm. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Mm-hmm. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord. There was never another king like him in all the land of Judah, either before or after his time. He remained faithful to the Lord in everything. And he carefully obeyed all of the commandments the Lord had given, that had given Moses. So the Lord was with him, and Hezekiah was successful in everything he did. Later, now this bit's from the Message, mm-hmm. Also in the book, taken from the Message, and it's Isaiah 38:1-5. Later, Hezekiah got sick. He was about to die. The prophet Isaiah said, "Prepare your affairs and your family. This is it. You're going to die. You're not going to get well." Hezekiah turned away from Isaiah and, facing the wall, prayed to God. "God, please, I beg you, remember how I've lived my life. I've lived faithfully in your presence, lived out a heart that was totally yours. You've seen how I've lived, the good that I've done." Then God said, "I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add 15 years to your life." Now,
wow,
that's big when you're talking about somebody who lived out purpose. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, it'd be a good place for us to start. Okay. Let's just, you know, rather like he did, let's just lay that out there. I mean, we're going to talk about purpose, and there's purpose in all sorts of dimensions and directions and mm-hmm. all the others. Mm-hmm. But many people don't realize. In fact, you said something earlier on. I said purpose-driven, and you said purpose-driven church.
Yes.
Before you said purpose-driven life.
Yes, yes.
Now, interestingly, mm-hmm. many people don't realize that purpose-driven church was written before purpose-driven life. Obviously purpose-driven life is the big one. It's the one
that everyone remembers.
Everybody's been doing it. I mean, the thing has sold, you know, nearly 60 million copies. Mm-hmm. It's in about nearly 90 different languages. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's going to be some crossover. He talked about purpose. We're talking about purpose, but we're not talking about the book.
Yeah, sure.
So I just thought, let's just put out there before we start. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the book. This is not about us using the book and hashing out the book, etc. So purpose.
So based on what you've started off with today, Hezekiah, I think that is a scripture that is quoted so often. Mm. But I like the fact that you read quite a lot of it, because it starts off by identifying the fact is that he did what was right in his own eyes, his own heart. And in doing so, got into some trouble and had to call upon the Lord. When I think about purpose, I think, okay, the purpose is the reason for which something is done, exists, or is created. And in the context of what you just read with Hezekiah, he had to go back to understand from God's perspective what his purpose is.
I like that. You said, say that again. That you said purpose is the reason
for which something is done, exists, or is created.
In some regards, purpose is the why.
Absolutely.
Why does it exist? Why is this being done?
Yeah.
Why was this created? Purpose is the why. Purpose is the answer. It's purpose is
the starting point.
Well, it's the start. Well, exactly. Is it the starting point or is it the end point? Aha. In the sense that the end point, and I say this often, that your destination is always your start point. You start with the end. You don't start at the end, but you start. You need to know where you're going. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your journey is purposeless. Ooh, I use the word.
I've got my finger up.
Go right, for
I'm,
it.
I'm
Go
waving
for
my
it.
Finger, everybody. Because you know, I know that although we know the end is already, okay, let's say it this way. So Jesus obviously said, you know, he's the first, the last, the beginning and the end, the alpha and the maker. So we get that. However, you know, I know, and I'm sure our listeners know this too. You may have in your mind where you want to go or what you want to do, but it doesn't mean you already know where you're going.
Yes.
Because some things are worked out as you're en route.
Because exactly as I was saying, that's why I was saying that is purpose the start or is it the end? Because in some regards, the destination is the end. But sometimes you're going for a walk and there's no end.
Yeah.
And the journey is the end. I'm just twisting things around here. Why not? Somebody has to. So in some regards then, the purpose, let's go back, let's deji focus. So purpose is the place where we find meaning.
Yes.
Is the place where we answer the why question.
Yep.
It's the why. Yeah.
Yeah. When you know that you have purpose, that's important, or know what that purpose is, then you can plan accordingly, with the motivation and determination to carry that purpose out.
You plan accordingly with motivation and determination to carry out that purpose.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, there's no way, you know, Rick Warren. Look what you started.
I'm sorry.
I hope the man's not listening. You know, we've renamed
him.
We
apologize.
Yeah, sorry, Rick. Sorry. Hey, if you're listening, you know, give us a shout on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Hey, why not? I'm sure he can tell us, you know, in a much more detail than we can.
Absolutely. We'd love to, if you're listening, Rick Warren, we'd love to have you as a guest on the show. Just reach out to us. Download the PHBC app.
Yes.
And just hit the contact the studio. Rick Warren, oh my goodness, I forgot what I was going to say. So today I was going to say Rick Warren wrote a book about this thing and it sold, you know, nearly 60 million copies worldwide. It's been going and going and going. It's one of the top most If you ask leaders, you know, there were, if you ask leaders, I think easily 50-60% of leaders in every in any industry easily will have seen that book, read that book, understood, you know, picked out extracts from that book. But here is the thing. So for that reason, there's no way we're going to finish talking about purpose
today.
Absolutely, I'm
excited about that.
Yeah, this is the legs on this particular topic. Yeah, you know, it's gonna go and go for a bit. So the way I'm seeing purpose, and when I think about purpose, I think in understanding what purpose is, in understanding the why. You know, when I think about my life, and I think about the life of the people around me, or the people I mentor or pastor. I think, you know, I'm thinking, if they'd ask me, what's the focus for purpose?
Yes.
For me, it's the, what do you want to leave behind after you've gone?
Okay.
It's for me, these are the kinds of questions I ask is, what do you want to leave behind after you've gone? And I'm not talking about, you know, your shoes, your hat, your trainers, your old glasses. Exactly. What's the legacy? What's the tree that you want to have been planted after you've gone? You know, the tree from which others will pick fruit.
Yeah.
You know, build a nest. You know, what do we do with trees? Trees, you know, we can climb on trees. It's something that will elevate somebody else. You know, it's the what's going to be left when you've left question. And in some regards, that kind of speaks to purpose, doesn't it?
Indeed, absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because it made me realize that I, most of the time, I would say that I think I start at the other end.
Okay.
Yeah, which is quite interesting. So I was like, okay. So
what do you mean by that?
So when I counsel, I teach, I train, I mentor and so forth. So, and I encourage women a great deal, so, and girls. Yes. So if they ask me, you know, how do they find their purpose? I often start with this. And that is, what makes you happy? What makes you cry? What makes you angry? You know, because maybe you love children. You are a caring person. You see, you know, small children and you think, oh, I'd love to help them. Perhaps you love caring for the elderly or the homeless. Maybe just by, you know, it could be a news program or something on a Christian channel, and it just causes you to weep, or it causes you to become angry. And so I sort of start from that point, and then I will start, I move on from there on.
But in some, yes, true, and I agree, but that is in some regards how you find your purpose.
Yes.
Not necessarily what purpose is. Or, okay, that's still the same thing, isn't it?
Well,
after I said that, I thought, it's the same thing.
In order to find your purpose, I mean, everyone's got purpose. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Every single person has a purpose. Whether you're an adult or a child, it makes no difference. Everybody, God created us that way. In terms of purpose and how you'd discover, very often it's what you're doing or have been doing for quite some time, but you might not have paid attention, might not have noted actually this happens regularly. So for example, maybe God's given you a dream, you're dreaming, you're seeing yourself doing something, you're intrigued about something, an issue, a matter. Maybe you love, let's just say for example, you love politics. I remember when we started the program, you know, a few weeks back, we spoke about politics and so forth. So perhaps you have a, you know, politics or whatever it may be, something is stirring within you.
And in some regards, and I do agree with that, there is there's something that I looked online and I was looking at something that somebody had written about purpose. Oh goodness me. There's a guy, he does a lot of motivational talking. I think it was him, I can't remember.
Okay.
And he had written out examples that people had, you know, purpose statements that people had shared with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And his purpose statements, somebody had said, this person's is a business consultant, mm-hmm. and they've written a few books. Mm-hmm. And they said their purpose is to empower small business owners, mm-hmm. to develop systems for easier revenue generation and freedom in their lives.
Yep.
Somebody else's purpose, this person works in education, they said it's to inspire children to have faith in themselves, mm-hmm. and believe in their natural genius. A third one is this person is a social activist, yeah. environmentalist, says to create a world, their purpose is to create a world in which people are living ecologically, sustainably, spiritually fulfilling and socially just lives.
Okay.
And then the fourth person, this person's a motivational speaker, mentor, coach, etc. And she said her purpose is to help women entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. find their voice, use it to grow successful businesses that give them joy, meaning, and abundance.
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. you've just been talking about a little bit about how we find that purpose, how we press into that purpose, how we go into that. Mm-hmm. But we've received a comment, and one of the thoughts on this was, you know, it's important that we're very careful when we talk about, you know, trying to find purpose, mm-hmm. because, you know, some people go looking for purpose,
Go looking for it,
yes. and become confused. They become totally messed up.
Absolutely.
Because the truth of it is, you know, anyway, I suppose it doesn't matter what you're looking for, mm-hmm. you know, without the right guidance, mm-hmm. without the right roadmap, mm-hmm. you're going to end up looking for purpose. Is like trying to find a ship on the ocean.
Yes,
church, it's possible, but you need to know what part of the ocean you're looking. Otherwise, you're just zigzagging across water forever. And this person was saying, you know, that as they reflected on their journey, mm. They found that just following Jesus, mm-hmm. and being open to him, mm-hmm. that it was Jesus that began to help that their purpose be revealed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And also, I think one of the key things in the comments that we received is that when we read the word, mm-hmm. we don't find people specifically going to search for their purpose.
Absolutely. So, and I thank you to the person who sent in that comment, and keep them coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to what you said in terms of the four examples you gave, okay?
Yes.
They all said, my purpose is to do this for others.
Yes.
But before they got to that place, they had to discover, they had to find, they had to know, they had to be, well, plan, prepare, get ready.
Yes, yes.
For, to be able to help others. So in terms of what the comment that just came in, this is why I said, pay attention to what's going on within you. Because as we already alluded to, Jesus, the Lord, he says, follow me. Yeah. Follow me. We're followers of Christ.
Yeah.
The scripture, you know, is there a scripture? I'm going to say it this way. Sometimes there's scriptures that you will receive often. Sometimes the Lord is speaking to you clearly from those scriptures. Mm-hmm. And or you might have a reoccurring dream or a vision or, like I said, experience. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, the people call it deja vu. But mm-hmm. it's actually the Spirit of God, you know, encouraging you to pay attention.
Yes.
Is there a common theme? Is there a pattern that you notice?
Well, here is the thing. Mm. And I think that's really important, because the I think part of the comment here, mm-hmm. is people going searching for purpose. And I kind of agree with that. That number one, we don't have a biblical template per se of people going to search for purpose. But I think it's important that we identify purpose. We may not proactively, actively go out there seeking it, going on a journey to find your purpose. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that we are ready to discover our purpose and what God does, as the comment, you know, the comment that was made is, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord reveals that purpose. But there are many things God reveals to us and we don't recognize.
Absolutely.
because he's showing us, but there's no frame of reference. We're not, you know, either we're not mature enough. Mm. We're not at that point in life. We're not looking at it. We're not seeing it for what it is. You know, as they say, many people can look at the same thing and different people see different things. And I think what we're discussing here is not necessarily going to embark on a journey to go find your purpose,
yes.
but it's about discovering your purpose. And obviously, without a clear sense of purpose, it's easy for us to get sidetracked on life's journey,
mm-hmm.
even in trying to identify and understand what's my purpose? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy to get sidetracked. But once we know purpose, once we know this and we have a clearer understanding and we're beginning to see as the Lord is revealing it to us, I think it's easier for us to get on with our lives. And that way we start to streamline what we're doing. Now we're just going to take a music break. We're going to listen to a piece of music. This, you know, when we think about purpose and we, particularly as Christians, our purpose and who we are and all we do is founded in the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you just joined us on the show, you're listening to Being Mindful, where we discuss a whole heap of issues that pertain to us living a wholesome Christian life. Issues including mental health, emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, much more. Today we are talking about purpose, and we want to invite you to join the conversation. Send in your thoughts on purpose, your comments, send in your contribution or criticisms. If you've got a question, send that in. If you're listening on the PHBC Radio app, click on Contact the Studio, and there's a green button. You can WhatsApp us directly using that button. We're going to take a music break. As I said, you know, everything that we do comes from the Lord. This is a song by CeCe Winans. It's All in Your Name.
Oh yes it is. What?
Welcome back to today's show. We are so glad you're with us today. So far, we've been speaking about purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a great, it's been quite deep. I want to say deep because it's made me think about this in a much broader context. And as Deji started, you said that it's from the end. Our purpose starts from the end. So say that again, if you don't.
Well, I was querying. I was saying,
yeah.
Do we? If purpose is the destination, do we? Yes, purpose is the destination, but we know we should focus on the destination at the beginning. So the quicker we can get to we can focus on the destination, the better our journey will be, the more accurate our journey will be, because so that way you figure out the destination at the beginning, but then sometimes you don't. You figure it out in the middle. You figure it out as you go along. Sometimes God reveals that.
Yeah.
As we go along.
I was just thinking about David.
Mm.
David's a young boy. His father sends him out to go and bring.
Uh-oh.
You know where I'm going.
Yep. I caught that picture.
Right. To go and bring food to his brothers. And so obviously we know that this is about Goliath and so forth, who's taunting the people. And they're all scared. David's a child. David's not going to understand the end from the beginning. he's a young child. He's a young man, a young boy, young adult.
True.
And yet still, because purpose comes from God originally, and that's whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, it makes no difference.
Mm.
It comes from God.
Every human being has a God-given purpose.
Every human being has a God-given purpose because God said, let us make man in our image. And so David then turns and says to everybody else, wait a minute, I'm paraphrasing here, right? But he said, is there not a cause?
Mm.
So did David know his assignment, his purpose?
Mm. At that point, I don't think he fully understood
it.
He was walking in that now, which then leads me to another question that was asked. If I just get my glasses, I'm not as young as I was last week. How do we help people not confuse their purpose with an assignment? And I think it's important that we make a distinction between, purpose, goals, assignments, objectives, tasks, that sort of thing. What's the difference, for example, between purpose and assignment?
So in my view, purpose is the bigger picture. We all have purpose. It's in our DNA. It's there. Okay. It's in our spirit, man, if you want to say that. The assignment, maybe small segments that make up the one element, if I can put it that way, one facet of the purpose.
I had a picture as you were speaking. God says to you,
mm-hmm.
I want you to go to Los Angeles.
That would be nice.
You're not going to hear me like, yes, speak, Lord, for your servant is here.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes. Now, God says, go to Los Angeles. How are you going to get to Los Angeles? You're not just going to step out your door and get to Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
First of all, you get out your door. Then you get in the cab. That's one leg. Then your next assignment is the car takes you to the airport.
Well, first and foremost, there's timing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Timing.
You have to leave your house at the right time.
Yes.
You have to, then you get to the airport. Then you check in. Then you get your luggage.
Within good time.
Then within good time, you go through security. Mm-hmm. Then you get on that plane. Then eventually you end up, the overarching purpose of your journey is Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
but each legs of those steps could be parts of the assignment. So if you and I were talking in the music break and I said purpose is the top of the pyramid, purpose is the top of the chart, the organizational chart,
mm-hmm.
and everything else flows out of that
or
flows back toward the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, and I think you used this word earlier on, you said happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So a person could have as a life purpose,
mm-hmm.
happiness as their life purpose. My life purpose, I want to be happy. And for, in fact, for many years, I used to say that. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I'm happy. I'm happy now. Hallelujah. You know, and so then how do we then, I suppose, because I said purpose, goals, objectives, assignments, tasks, that sort of thing. So a goal then compared to a purpose, a goal is like the assignment. A goal is a step, isn't it? It's the means through which
it's like the vehicle, isn't it, get into that point. And along with that comes understanding. There's a lot that comes in between, in between the purpose and the destiny or destination, as you put it.
Yes.
I always think about a scripture where Jesus says, "Behold, I come in the volume of the books." One of my favorite scriptures. But then he also says, "For this reason was I made manifest."
Sorry, are you written or are you embodied? Are you, you know, are you incarnated?
But the thing is, this is, you know, if Jesus, so okay, let's just say, you know, he says, okay, for this reason was I made manifest, that, you know, to openly, so what about all the healings, miracles, signs and wonders in between? What were they? Assignments.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But in the end, it was about him fulfilling the cross. That was his destiny in the seen world. We know, obviously, that in the unseen world, obviously going down into hell and so forth, there was still a further destination or destiny to be fulfilled, purpose to be fulfilled.
And the overarching purpose that whosoever believes in him would not perish. So each of these were different steps. Each of these were different assignments. Each of these were different objectives or different goals. So it's possible then to have each of these assignments add up to a goal, and each of these goals then add up toward the purpose, that sort of thing.
They're like building blocks.
Yeah.
Like building blocks. Proverbs 19:21, it says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." Hezekiah, let's go back to Hezekiah, the opening scripture that you spoke about today. And so Hezekiah had in his own thoughts, his own mind, his own intention, his own purposes as to what he wanted to do. But look what happened. Actually, you might say, well, an assignment? But his illness, being told you're going to die, actually caused him to turn back to God, to come into alignment with God. And to speak, to pray, to wait, to listen, to hear, so that he could receive further instruction and further direction.
As I was reflecting on purpose, one thing that I felt, I thought about, was that so many times people say that they're looking for purpose in life. But in fact, in some regards, for a lot of people, that's not what they're looking for. What a lot of people are looking for is just happiness. They just want to be happy.
That's good.
And happiness, I do not personally believe that happiness in and of itself can be a God-given, you know, your God-given purpose on the earth is to be happy. What's that? You know, so forgive me, that might sound a bit harsh, but I do not believe... I do not believe that God, you know, puts us on earth just to be happy. I think that, of course, sometimes we equate purpose with happiness, the feeling of being happy. Of course, and I understand that. But the thing is that so many people get stuck at the point of the assignment, the goals, the objectives, and all they're doing is going from one goal to another, one task to another. You know, it's like the person, the comment that was received earlier on. Sometimes people just go on this voyage, go on this journey. You know, there's a saying, I don't know if I said this in a previous show. There's a saying in Yoruba, one of the Nigerian languages, a saying in Yoruba, roughly translated, it says, "You've embarked on a journey to look for something that's not lost."
Mm, That's interesting.
You've embarked on a journey to look for something that's not lost. Mm. You know, and so too many times people go on this, I'm going to go seek my purpose.
Yes.
Mate, you be still and know. Amen. Let the Lord just reveal it to you.
Call step upon the Lord.
One step at a time. And what these people are doing, they're going from one task to another, one objective to another, one assignment to another. And and in some regards, yes, they're on a journey. In, you know, they're clocking mileage. They're burning fuel. But you're on a roundabout, bruv. You're on an actual round. You're clocking mileage. You're not going anywhere.
I'm sorry, but I have to agree with you. I really do. In terms of, I know we are here to encourage everybody. So I hope everyone's been encouraged. And you know what? Being mindful, you know, some things that we discuss, it's going to stretch you. It's going to stretch you and me, Digi. It's going to stretch us because, you know, the world around us has changed. It's not the same as it was a couple of years ago, right? And so there's much more. We spoke about intention before. Yes. We spoke about being intentional as well. And so, you know, I have to agree with you. I really agree with you. Because, you know, as you were speaking, I just had this picture of a dog sort of chasing its tail almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, okay, if you're doing something, do it well. Do it well. You know, give all to it so that it's done well. At least then you can say, well, you know what? If you feel the leading by the Spirit of God to move or to, you know, then you can say, you know what? I've done it to the best of my ability. But you cannot just jump from one thing to next thing. No, I know God can move. Don't get me wrong. I know he can lead. And absolutely, that's important. It's imperative that we pray, that we listen, that we wait, you know, and sometimes reflect. Because again, some people, we hear this all the time. Oh, give me a word, give me a word. Well, hold on. What did God say to you last time? Have you dealt with that on what, you know, what he said to you on the last occasion? So, yeah.
I don't even know if we can do this over two shows. I really don't even know. We're just beginning to scratch the surface here. We're gonna listen to another piece of music. It is about that time. This song is by one of my favorite worship groups. This is Nashville Life Music, and the song is a song that talks about how, you know, God reconciles us to himself. You know, that we were talking about Jesus and the purpose of Jesus and how God, and this song really is about how God, through Jesus, through the work of Jesus, has called us back to himself. This is Reconciler by Nashville Life Music.
At a cross, roads of life and death. Big doubts on my right, deep hurts on my left. God could not have felt more far away. God could not have felt more far away. I needed a mutual spiritual connection. I needed a mutual spiritual connection. And Jesus in you, my connection comes. Jesus in you, my connection comes. Reconciler, take me higher. Can't know the Father unless I know you. Can't get to heaven unless it's through you. Reconciler, take me higher. Can't know the Father unless I know you. Can't get to I'm to heaven without you.
Well, that was an interesting end to the song, Reconciler, playing over on a loop. This is PHBC Radio. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Being Mindful, where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. If you've just joined us, if you've come on board, that was Reconciler by Nashville Life Music. You're listening to your hosts, Maxine and Deji, and today we are talking about purpose, the big topic about on purpose. We're inviting you. Join us. Join the conversation. Give us your questions, comments, contributions. I don't know. Criticism, even. You know, I picked up a message from someone saying, oh, I should have been on the show with you today. I've got quite a few things to say. Hey, listen, send us a message. Come and join us. Listen, there's plenty of space in the studio. We would love to have this as a bigger conversation, a broader conversation. Yeah. So perhaps we may have a guest in the studio next week, Saints. Mm-hmm. You never know. You know, I think it's really important. We've been talking about how, you know, sometimes we equate purpose with happiness. We equate purpose with tasks, and we get stuck in this roundabout going round and round. The truth of it is this. Goals cannot equate to happiness. Oh, forgive me. If you're listening, you're wondering, how can you contact us? The PHBC Radio app, contact the studio, click the green button, send us a WhatsApp right here. We'll pick it up. As I was saying, you know, goals alone, tasks alone, assignments alone cannot equate to happiness. They cannot give us in themselves mm-hmm. the fulfillment that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. It is that purpose, that God-given purpose, as you said, mm-hmm. that gives us that fulfillment. But here is the thing I believe mm-hmm. I have discovered is this. The thing that actually gives us the fulfillment is progress. When we can see that we are making a difference, progress. And the truth of it is, it's not progress doesn't give us happiness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to change the word.
Yeah.
Progress gives us fulfillment.
Absolutely.
We get to a place where we're feeling fulfilled. Yeah. We're feeling that, yes, I'm making a difference. What I'm doing counts. It's fulfillment that gives us a true sense of purpose. But fulfillment, it's not cheap.
No.
It's not something that just happens.
No, not at all. It's called process.
Okay.
Process is so key. Process is so important because we have to grow. We have to develop. And so there's things that need to be taken out. Again, I'm going to refer back to Joseph. Okay. Joseph is happy with his family, telling them about his dreams and so forth. But he had to go through a process. In fact, the Bible says before there was a famine, God already prepared a man. Now, you might be thinking, well, what does that mean? God already knew there was going to be a famine. And he had to prepare Joseph. And the process was not easy. The process was very challenging. Why? He's taken from his family. He's lied upon all sorts of things, but all that is still progress.
Joseph had
a hard life.
He had a really, really.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he was a boy.
Absolutely.
He was a. I've said this publicly. Even you know, first of all, they beat him probably to an inch of his life.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely, all the beatings he should have had, shouldn't have had. They piled it up on one day and gave it to him. And after giving him that beating, no, that wasn't enough. They chucked him in a ditch, yes. Chucked him in a pit.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. That wasn't
sold
enough.
Him. Oh my God.
And this is, they sold him, hold on, wholesale price.
Yes.
They sold him to those travelers. That was wholesale price. Then the travelers got to the market and sold him retail price.
Yes, yes.
They marked him up. True. They took their profit.
Mm.
They marked him up and sold him again. But exactly as you're saying, this is part of God, the part of the process towards his God-given purpose.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Proverbs 20, you know, like my scriptures, right?
Yeah, man.
Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man. Have I already read this?
I read it again if you
okay,
have.
That's all right. Okay. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water.
Ooh la la.
but a man of understanding will draw it out. The thing with Joseph is that he had this gift. What was the gift? He could interpret. Dreams. In fact, better still, he could dream. He didn't understand the dreams properly. All he done was dream. So for all of you out there that's got your dreams, write them down.
Yes.
Please date them. Get your journal. Put it by your bedside. You know, walk with it. Write the dreams down. And write them straight as you dream them. Don't add to it. Don't take away. And so forth. When people, you know, ring me, they are quick to say to me, I had this dream. And I,
you'll ask them, what was in the dream? So I can't remember.
Well, there's that. But sometimes they start to tell me the dream and they have to add to it. Well, I think there was this and I think there was that. And I'm like, no. Just tell me the dream because I can't interpret. But hey, if you have the gift of interpretation, which is a purpose given to you by God, amen.
Absolutely.
Then you have to wait for God to give you the answer.
Yeah.
So again, Joseph had all these dreams, but he was young. Mm-hmm. He was inexperienced. Mm-hmm. He was unlearned to some degree, yeah?
Which is why he had a bit of a big mouth.
Precisely. People always relate to that side of him. You know, he's a bit of a show-off. But
it was just youthful immature. It was just, youthful exuberance.
Yeah, so true. But when he went in, okay, let me say it this way. Let me just share something with you. I remember one day we was being at church and the pastor, the preacher is speaking. And as he's preaching, the Lord opened my eyes and it's like I could see this man jumping from one foot to the next foot, prancing from one foot to the next foot. And I said, Lord, what is he doing? Now, remember, the preacher is preaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to the side of the preacher. Yeah, it's like God opened my eyes.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm prophetic. So as he's jumping from side to side, this is what the Lord said to me. That's Joseph. He had to learn how to jump over the snakes, the scorpions, the spiders in the pit. Because if he didn't learn how to jump over them in the pit, he wouldn't have been able to cope with the ones that came in the form of human beings later on. Now, did Joseph know where he was going to go? Did he know that he was going to be in Potiphar's house?
Absolutely not.
Did he know that he was going to be in the prison?
Absolutely not.
Did he know that he was going to be in the palace?
Absolutely not.
Right. So that's why I said I started at the beginning while you start at the end. and you know, let me just say this. You know, I agree with you about the end. So I'm not, you know,
but you're just not going to let it go, are you? That's the third time you've said that. Okay, don't worry. Hey, listen, there are other shows. That other show, maybe next week. You know that. And I think it's really important as we start to see this picture emerging of this guy, Joseph. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the youth, he's got the immaturity, and we can rinse him out for that.
Yeah.
You know, but the truth of it is he's still God's man.
Absolutely.
He's still God's
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Right?
He's in the process.
And so he's in this process and he's going through this stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it unfortunate the number of times that God puts us
mm-hmm.
in process?
Right.
And all we want to do is run.
Yes.
Get out of the pit and run. Of course he wanted to get out of the pit. I'm not saying he was like,
this. Please. I mean,
even Jesus, who knew the Joseph story, he knew the Moses story, right. He knew the Noah story. Jesus knew all these stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knew the Elijah story and the juniper tree story. He knew all these stories. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if it were up to me, I ain't doing this, Father.
Yes.
But it's not about me.
Yes.
It's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Paraphrase,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And so a number of times, I'm not saying, you know, when we're in our pits, we must welcome our pits with open arms. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's welcoming a pit with open arms, you know. Nobody's doing that. Welcome mm-hmm. the prison with open arms. No, mm-hmm. we're not saying that. Mm-hmm. But we're saying... It takes maturity and understanding and a depth of walking with God to say, Lord, is this you?
Yes.
The 23rd Psalm, verse 4,
mm-hmm.
says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Full stop.
Yes.
The reason we fear no evil is because he's with us in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
What's amen. This? We're
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a sense of a depth of faith that we must push into and press into,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, Lord, I know you're with me. Mm-hmm. So this hurts and mm-hmm. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. This hurts and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But Lord, if you're with me, then I know this is part of my purpose.
And that's okay to say, Lord, I don't like this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, I'm uncomfortable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why? Because you have a relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is about a relationship.
Yes.
So it's not just, you know, well, you know, Hezekiah, going back to Hezekiah. Hezekiah, he had to be reminded mm-hmm, mm-hmm, who mm-hmm, God mm-hmm, was mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that actually you're accountable to God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when the prophet came to him and said to him, you need to get your house in order, it's unfortunate that sometimes, you know, and this is, you know, that sometimes we don't hear. God is speaking and speaking and speaking. And when something goes drastically wrong, that's when we're saying...
And we start crying and moaning. And say, oh, Lord, where are you?
Or we start saying, the devil. Hello, God is speaking.
Yeah, and he has been speaking for a long time.
I'm at the point where, and I guess, you know, my daughter, and I realize that I'm responsible for what she learns to mm-hmm. some degree. Mm-hmm. I play a role. Mm-hmm. But when she goes secondary school or whatever, she's going to have to learn some things by herself. So I can only do what I can do and trust, you know, and pray obviously that God will do the rest in her life. But you know what? There was a saying, which was, you know, when you fall over or, a child falls over and grazes its knee, for example, that's part of the process of the child learning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, okay, I need to walk upright or, you know, okay, that hurts. Or, you know, if they see fire, don't put your hand in fire. Well, some children deliberately put their hand in the fire, you know, but then eventually they will learn, I can't put my hand in the fire.
Well, it's that old question, you know, is does your child know that fire is hot?
Yeah.
And the answer is always yes. And it's okay, how do they know? Is it because you said so?
Yeah,
it's not because you said so, it's because they figured it out,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's part of the process. And often, so often, God allows the process. He allows
Absolutely.
Us in that.
Yes.
He allows us. And that process could include the wilderness. Mm. It could include loneliness. Yes. It could include people don't understand me.
Yes.
Who understood Noah?
Yes, totally.
Forget that. Who understood Jesus?
Yes.
You know, I mean, he was executed. They nailed him to some wood.
Yeah.
Who understood these people? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. who understood mm-hmm. Elijah? Mm-hmm. Jezebel was trying to kill him. She mm-hmm. was trying to take his head off. Mm-hmm. You know, who understood these people? Mm-hmm. Yet they persisted in purpose because they'd come to that place of revealed understanding of that purpose.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as part of what the comments that have been made today and what we've been discussing, mm-hmm. it's really important that we persist in the... Ooh, I like this. We persist in the process for our purpose.
Amen to that. Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
I should turn that into a t-shirt or something.
No? Mine's is small.
Persist in the purpose. Hey. Persist in the process for your purpose. Yeah. And I think it's really, really important to remember these things. And as I was saying earlier on, it is fulfillment. It is through that feeling of fulfillment mm-hmm. that we can gauge how much in purpose we are. Because what people do, they say, oh, it's not really happiness per se. It's mm-hmm. the fulfillment that, you know, I'm fulfilled. I know I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. There's a satisfaction to this thing that I'm doing, particularly the God-given purpose, particularly this thing that is outside of me. That is bigger than me, this thing that's more than me, this thing that's focused on other people. And as I was saying earlier on, that kind of fulfillment, that kind of sense of fulfillment because we're walking in purpose, doesn't come cheap. It's not free.
No, it's not free. There's an element of a question here.
Yeah.
In terms of what you just shared, because yes, I agree that when you find fulfillment or feel fulfilled, then okay, that could be a sign. Mm. But it could also be, no, let me say it this way. There's a point where you have to go back, let's put it that way, go back to God and ask God consistently, is this, you know, am I in your will? Yeah? Mm. Mm. Because we know people or whatever that may be doing loads of things. You know, we spoke about this, you know, during the break as well. Loads of things. They're very rich. They've got all this money or whatever. but are they using their finances or their time or, you know, their name, their status for what God has called it to be? They may have started off doing it right, but because they got carried away, yeah, that is kind of gone off the rails. So it's you know, it's kind of going back, just like checking in with God.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Is this correct? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in your will? Is this, you know, what's on your heart?
Oh, you know what's on my heart right now? Is we've come to the end of the show. How did we get here this quickly? It's all we've got time for this week, guys. You know, want to say thank you all for listening. You know, we today on the Being Mindful show, as you've been listening, we've been discussing purpose. Mm. And we always knew from the jump this wasn't going to be a one show, a 1 week show. Yeah. We knew this was going to you know, we were going to be able to do this. So next week we will continue. We will be discussing purpose again. We're going to invite you to, hey, listen, you can still send in your questions. You can still send your questions beforehand. We'd invite you to do that. We want to just say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Deji, and Maxine as well, my co-host on this show. As I said, next week we will be continuing our discussion. And there's a possibility we might even have somebody that has offered to come in and join the conversation. So we may have a guest, but thank you for joining us. Between now and then, look after yourselves, look after each other, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.